The 2012 Baptist Assembly in London is entitled Beyond 400. One of the attractions at the assembly will be Aradhana, a Christian worship band performing in the Indian Bhakti tradition. Here's a flavor of what they like and the challenges that their work raises.
Hi, this is Chris from Aradhana.
You who are the blossoming of abundant eternal knowledge, the reflected one, form of the infinite, highest of the high. You who are the child of the golden virgin, yet ruler of the universe.
When I intersected with this music, it was in the church in India and in the church in the country of Nepal. I did not know anything about where the source of this music came from historically, and I found a few different terms which I researched. One was bhakti.
You who are the radiant gem in the assembly of the pundits, destroying fear with a rod of rebuke, driving out the evil spirit.
Bhakti essentially means, you know, total surrender to God through loving devotion. The way that they personally completely surrendered to God and through loving devotion was primarily through song. Brahma Bandhav Upadhyay was a Bengali Brahmin. He was a student of the Sanskrit language and was converted to Christ, eventually ended up in the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church. Controversial person. What we're attracted to with this man is he fought till the end to communicate as deeply as he could but the deep truth of Christ in him. That whole momentum that flowed from that Vinevidite Nijavadana Bali Jivan. Bali means sacrifice, Jivan means life, Bali Jivan, the sacrifice of your life. Starting from that moment, then through the rest of it, is definitely, for me, the part that brings out my heart the most.
You who have offered yourself to suffer agony and dishonor, the sacrifice of your life, destroying the poison of evil,